You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ho!
Yeah, well, you saying it sounded kind of creepy.
Yeah, it did. You're right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you, the four most electrifying hours of morning sports talk radio you are going to find anywhere at any time. You're welcome. Lot to get to, lot to talk about. We have spent a few minutes this morning on the NBA playoffs, Western Conference Finals getting underway last night. I've got thoughts, and I've got some X's and O's basketball thoughts, but I've also got some thoughts on your likely to be awarded in the next few days MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, who I think is going to be a very interesting offseason around Nikola Jokic. We're going to talk some NBA. We'll get some NFL in here coming up in just a few minutes because I did get a couple of interesting NFL questions last night on BetMGM tonight, and I'd like to bring them to the show and get Lonzo's and your thoughts on them this AM. So we'll do that. We'll get some MLB, the Bravos, get Spencer Strider back on the bump last night, and he looked like a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 weeks and has only thrown one game so far this season. Braves lose 5-3 to the D.C. Nationals on the road. That brings their record back down to 500. I will have you know in advance, I am not going to rage about that loss. I am going to take that loss for what it is at face value and what that loss meant as far as getting Spencer Strider back on the bump. I said on Twitter, it's his first game back. 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 Remind yourself, woosah, rub the earlobes. It's his first game back. Deep meditation. It's his first game back. It's just going to have to for now. Braves get game two in this set against the Nationals coming up this afternoon. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the radio program. I got some college football takes we're going to give you here in a minute because I found an interesting one from both Mac Brown and Peter Burns. Mac Brown giving some what he thinks are suggestions to fix, I guess, college football. And Peter Burns made the argument that he believes the transfer portal is actually hurting the Southeastern Conference as a whole. And I thought it was an interesting take. We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little while and more. All of that coming up over the duration of the final 3 hours of the show. But it is 7:03 in the morning. It is time to get things going off and underway. It's time to let you know what you're going to be talking about when you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your coworkers. It is time for this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top 3 sports stories you'll be talking about when you get to the office this morning. Work 7 to 11 minutes and then start taking that first well-deserved, well-earned break. When you do, this is what you will be discussing. Let us get to item number one. I will let the fine folks of the CBS Sports Wrap Up define item number one for you. So there you have it. The owners, as Adam Schefter broke during the show yesterday, did indeed vote to approve a proposition to allow NFL players to compete in the 2026 Summer Olympics, the first Olympic Games where flag football will be an officially recognized Olympic sport. It does come, as mentioned, with some rules. One of them, only one player per team per national team. So you could, as the Carolina Panthers, send one player, individual player to play for Team USA. However, you could also send a player to play for Team Ireland and a player to play for Team France and a player to play for Team Germany or whoever else. Now, there are obviously a growing number of international players in the National Football League. It is still obviously a vast minority of players, but there are a number of international players in the NFL, meaning that there will likely be international players on most of the teams that compete at the Olympic Games, just for the reason that international teams that have an NFL player are likely to have a star that can carry them through qualifying to the Olympics. So you can send multiple players, but only one player per team, per international team. There will also be some salary cap relief for any team that sends a player to the Summer Olympics to play flag football, but loses that player due to an injury that impacts their playing time. Now, I do not know yet the specifics. I do not know if it is, you know, do you get 100% salary cap relief if that player was to be lost for the full season? Is it a percentage partial salary cap relief of their number if they sustain an injury that maybe keeps them out for the first 8 weeks of the season? I am waiting, as we all are, waiting for the details of what the compensation would look like. But immediately we had a number of NFL players who expressed their interest in playing flag football in the Olympics, one of them being Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings, arguably the best wide receiver in the National Football League, certainly the most overall athletic active wide receiver in the NFL. He immediately was saying out in the public sphere that he is very interested in playing on the flag football team for Team USA. He said that winning a gold medal for his country is a dream he did not realize would be a possibility, but now he has it, and now he wants it. We talked yesterday about whether teams would do this. I mean, my thought would be if the owners voted to pass the proposition, that they're at least willing to do it. Now, who they might be willing to send or give permission to, or perhaps maybe attempt to dissuade or stop from going to the Olympics, that's a discussion that is going to shape up between now and the Summer Games in Los Angeles, California, that flag football makes its debut at. If you are, say, the Carolina Panthers, I honestly think a guy like Bryce Young is a very good option at quarterback. He's smaller, harder to grab flags. He is slippery. He is quick. But in flag football, and I know this because I was a 2024 Class B Greek Panhellenic intramural football champion. So, like, I know flag football. Quarterbacking flag football is about decision-making rapidly. It's about seeing a defense. It's about making a decision, getting rid of the ball, and being able to do that with eyes down the field while avoiding pass rushes, because usually they're going to bring two. You have one blocker. You have one receiver more than you have defensive backs, but it's about finding that guy and hitting him in a way that he can catch the ball in stride, gain some yards before the flag gets ripped. Guy like Bryce Young, I think, is an excellent choice for quarterback. Kyler Murray, excellent choice for quarterback. would those teams say, yeah, we're good with our star quarterback, the guy that is our season? If Bryce Young goes down, the Carolina Panthers go from team that could win the NFC South this year, and they're being picked by a lot of people to do so, to team that is going to work to survive and keep people around to do it next year. At the same time, the argument I made yesterday was, if you are a team that could maybe use a little goodwill, this country goes gaga to watch the Stars and Stripes bring home gold. Doesn't matter the sport. We tune in to watch dudes swim up and down in a pool if it means there's a chance we're beating the Aussies for a gold medal. If a guy goes and is the starting quarterback for Team USA Flag Football, and they work through the Olympics. By the way, in Olympic games hosted by, played in the United States of America, which also means that these games are likely, if the NFL's involved especially, likely scheduled for primetime viewing. If you send your star quarterback and he guides Team USA Flag Football in its debut at the Olympic Games to a gold medal, that dude is likely to become, at some degree, a bit of an American legend, even if it's only for a little while. But if you're an NFL team trying to earn some goodwill, why not be able to open every broadcast with, and here he comes at starting quarterback, Olympic gold medalist Bryce Young, who brought Team USA glory in winning the gold for the first time ever in our sport in the Olympic Games. I think it's a great idea. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. Let's get to item number two. 5-2 is your final. The Florida Panthers go to Raleigh, North Carolina, and devastate the Carolina Hurricanes in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup. Carter Verhaeghe opened the scoring for the Cats on the power play, 8.5 into the first period. Aaron Ekblad would get the second goal to make it 2-0. Sebastian Aho got one back with 15 seconds left to play in the first period to make it 2-1. But A.J. Greer, 3.5 minutes into the second period, gave Florida their next goal, 3-1 at that point. No other goals scored in the second period. We got to the third. Sam Bennett would put the Cats up 4-1. Another power play goal for Florida. Etu Lustarainen in it would get one for Florida. That would make it 5-1 at that point. It was all chicken but the gravy for Florida. Jackson Blake would score one back for the Canes with 16:19 played in the game on the Carolina power play, their only power play goal of the night. But by that point, it was too little too late. I told Ryan Horvat on BetMGM tonight last night, I think there is one number that you will be able to track in this series that will tell you why Carolina won this series or why Carolina lost that series. And that is going to be Carolina power plays surrendered. If they give up three or more in a game, they will lose. If they give up two or fewer, they will win. If they give up three or more, it likely means that much like they did against Washington, and maybe that's just who this team is, it means that they were playing to Florida. They were allowing Florida to dictate, to control the tone, not necessarily the tempo, but the tone of the game. And if they dictate the tone of the game, Florida will beat Carolina. But if Carolina is able to say, look, we know you're going to hit us. We know you're going to hit us off the puck. We know you're going to hit us late. We know you were going to put a little extra peppa in the hits when you give them to us. We don't care. At the end of the day, if we get to hoist the cup and you do not, it doesn't matter if you get to say, oh, we were tougher than you. We were more physical than you. Doesn't matter. They don't hang banners for that. So Carolina in game two tomorrow night in Raleigh, I have one thing to say, which is, yo, chill TF out, bros. Relax. You know what they're going to do. They're going to try to get in your head. They're going to try to annoy you, to pester you, to be just absolutely relentless as far as making you aggravated. And if you allow them to do it, you will lose this game. And I will say that I think it is still a winnable series if Carolina can make it 1-1 after two going down to Sunrise. They cannot win the series if they are down 0-2. They cannot win the series if they have to go to Florida already down 0-2 because it means at the absolute best, they're coming back to Raleigh for game five, down 3-1 because they are not winning both at Florida. It's just too tough of a barn to play in. So that's going to be my key in this one. We will keep an eye on and break game two down, which is just going to be this repeated tomorrow. Let's get to item number three. I didn't really know where to go with this. There's some college football stories. There's some NFL stories we need to get to. But I am going to go ahead and make item number three the conclusion of the season for the South Carolina Gamecock baseball team. That team was, respectfully, put out of their misery yesterday by the Gators of Florida. 11-3, Florida defeats South Carolina in the opening round of the Southeastern Conference tournament. That tournament is obviously one and done, meaning that the Gamecocks are done, meaning that their season is done. Brandon Stone got the start, 3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 2 walks, struck out 3. Ryder Guarino came in, 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, against 9 hitters, struck out 3. They went with a bullpen game of Becker, Russell, Jones, Parks, Marlette, and Sweeney the rest of the way. Florida used just 3 pitchers. Billy Barlow went 3.2, gave up 4 hits. South Carolina was able to get an earned run, 3 walks off of him, struck out only twice. Blaine Rowland came in, 3.2, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned. And Christian Rodriguez finished off the Gamecocks, 1.2 innings, 1 hit, no earned runs, and 2 Ks. From the dish, the Gamecocks did have 11 hits in this game, but most of them came late in the game against relief when the game was pretty much already decided. South Carolina led after 1 inning, 1-0, but Florida put up 3 in the bottom of the second to take a 3-1 lead. 2 more in the third frame to make it 5-1. South Carolina would not find the dish again until the top of the eighth. By that point, Florida had put 2 more runs up, and after South Carolina scored 2 to make it 3-8, Florida would find 4 runs in the bottom of the eighth to make it that 11-3 scoreline. South Carolina did nothing in the ninth, and that would end the season. And so now, with the offseason here for the Gamecock baseball team, the question is, what the H-E double hockey sticks do we do? You've got Paul Maneri. It was his first year. It went not great, Bob. I think if you did not have a $5 million buyout attached to Paul Maneri, honestly, I think you'd walk at this spot. Because I think the damage of apathy is too much. And I do think that Gamecock fans became apathetic to this team. Not upset with the team. I've said a couple of times, I would rather have an angry fan base than an apathetic fan base, because an angry fan base is still engaged. An angry fan base still cares. An angry fan base is still, even though they may be talking bleep about you, is still a supportive fan base. Last year, even though you guys were a little bit disappointed in the team, we had South Carolina baseball conversation from you, our dear listeners across the upstate. This year, after about midway through the season, when it became very clear that this baseball team's just not very good, you guys checked out. I mean, there was nothing. Every now and then, I'd get a text about how I'm not watching right now. I'm not enjoying right now. The only South Carolina baseball text that I received, or calls that I received, or tweets that I received, were Gamecock fans telling me, we're not watching. The fan base became apathetic. Apathy is how you get empty stadiums. That's how you get people not donating to the collective to help. That's how you get portal guys to stop showing up. That's how you get young recruits, high school recruits, top tier recruits, not to want to come to your school. It is up to South Carolina to decide if paying Paul Maneri $5 million to go away is the right call or not. I will tell you that I think not doing it will ultimately cost a lot more than $5 million down the line. South Carolina fans, I want your thought. Your baseball season is mercifully concluded. What next? 844-326-3663 is the Hub City Spartanburger text line, or you can call that number and get on the air. 844-326-3663. Mack Brown fixes college football, or thinks he does, when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello. Good to see you too. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. So college football has obviously been at the forefront of the discussion quite a bit this week. We had the report we talked about yesterday from Ross Dellinger that a document is being circulated and considered by the powers that be in college football. A document that the conferences will be requesting and then potentially attempting to mandate their schools to sign a document that says that we will, without question, follow the guidelines, protocols, rules, and regulations set in place about name, image, and likeness, about the transfer portal, and about revenue sharing by the new governing body of college football, the College Sports Commission. Of course, it would not just be college football. It would be college sports at large. But the document, if agreed to by the schools, would basically say, at risk of penalty of eviction from our Power Four conference, because this is a document being circulated by the Power Four conferences, under threat of eviction from our Power Four conference, and therefore forfeiture of north of $110 million for members of the SEC and the Big Ten, and forfeiture of north of $45 million per year for members of the Atlantic Coast Conference and the Big 12 moving forward. And of course, growing numbers every year. But a forfeiture of that much money, which would certainly go a long way in making that revenue sharing cap a little easier to approach. We will not just follow the regulations and guidelines set in place by the College Sports Commission, but we also waive our right to challenge them via lawsuit. We agree to arbitration. We agree to, if we have an issue with any of the rules or guidelines, take the issue in front of an arbitrator or a judge, a neutral third party, who will then say, yeah, we agree with the problem, the grievance, or no, we do not. But what we will not do is wrap up the College Sports Commission and the NCAA in lawsuits moving forward. Is that going to pass or not? I don't know. Because as I've said, nothing is going to change from this point moving forward in the landscape of college athletics without litigation. Anytime that you try to take something away from people that they already have, you are likely to be challenged. And when you are talking about a challenge within the internal structure of a multi-billion dollar industry, people who are the beneficiary of dollars are not going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, we're good with that. We're good with less money. It's just not going to happen. So there's going to be a lot of litigation and a lot of legislation moving forward. Welp, national championship winning coach Mack Brown was on ESPN yesterday. And Mack, who of course spent years at the University of Texas, where he did win a national championship, made his return to his school of origin, the University of North Carolina, where he actually came into contact with some good players. Had Drake May there, Amarian Hampton, who I think is going to be a shock to the NFL this year. Mack Brown obviously has a legacy of knowing ball. And so Mack Brown was being asked his opinions on this document being circulated. He was being asked his opinions on just the landscape of college football at large. And Mack decided he was going to issue some thoughts on how we can fix college football. I'm going to play that clip, and then I want your reaction. Here is Mack Brown. So Mack Brown gives a couple of suggestions. Number one, he says, shorten the regular season, get rid of the, quote, money games. He said, we are making enough money right now within this product that we should take some of that money, give it to the FCS schools, the lower division schools, so that they can keep playing, and then get rid of those games because nobody cares. And I would make the argument that while, like, you may care about Clemson v. Elon, you may care about South Carolina versus South Carolina State, nobody else does, right? Like, you care about your game, but you just care about your game. And you are not excited about Elon coming to town as you are about another SEC team coming to town. So Mack Brown says, let's shorten the season. Let's just take some of the money that is generated by the playoff, and let's just have it a certain amount that we give to FCS schools. And I actually do not hate that take. And I don't hate that take because of an argument I've had for a very long time. I do not think that kids from, pick your smaller school here, should have to go to Clemson and get their asses beat physically so that their school can keep a football program. That's how they survive right now.
All right.
And I don't like it.
I disagree with you there, because having played at a smaller school, the chance to play a bigger school is a chance for a kid or all those kids to prove that that's where they belong. And so, I mean, that's taking an opportunity away from them from that standpoint. But as far as just giving them money, no team, they're not going to do that. They're not just going to give them money and not play them. That's just not going to happen. Should they eliminate those games? They probably should. They probably should get rid of those games. Unfortunately, it will cost some programs their program. But you're right. People don't watch those games unless you're a diehard fan of your team and you chalk it up. Oh, that's a win. Unless you're Michigan. And it's, I hate seeing the opportunity going away from those kids because there's not fear. There's, I'm gonna show out. I'm going to show them that they missed out. They should have recruited me. That's the attitude of a lot of those players going to play the bigger name teams.
I would respond to that with two things. First off, good dig at Michigan. 10 points. I like that one a lot. That's good. Number two, I would say that's why there is the expression, sometimes we have to protect players from themselves. That's why we do not allow players to, we want them to sit at the table. They don't get the decision-making power. I appreciate that. I understand that. That's a baller mentality. That's a player mentality. Here's the thing. Do I need to see Furman go over to South Carolina and lose by 50? Just so the running back can go, you missed out on me? No. Just go run for 10,000 yards at Furman and prove and then transfer to that school. That's literally why the transfer portal exists. So you can prove yourself at that level that you're the top player at that game and you can get bumped up. The second thing is you said some of those programs will lose their program because they don't have those games anymore. Mack Brown did also say in that take, why don't we, in order to allow the smaller programs to still continue to play, why don't we take some of the money, the billions of dollars generated by the playoffs?
They're not going to do that. They're not going to. That's not what he said. He said, why don't we just.
He made said, it sound, give them some money.
Right.
That's going to come from the playoff.
It made it sound like the individual team pay that team that they were going to play and just don't play them.
No,
that's what I got out of that.
I didn't take it that way. I took it as.
But he wasn't specific, so either one of us could be right in that. But you're not going to pay a team when you don't play them. You're just not.
Not you. I agree with you. But that's why I didn't take it that way. Because, no, Clemson's not giving Furman $70 million.
It's not a good business decision, and they're not going to do that.
I think that there are some times where you look at a situation and you go, you know, investing, especially like if I am a Clemson, if I am a South Carolina, I'll tell you why I would actually say expanding the playoffs, generating more revenue, taking some of that revenue and giving it to FCS schools is actually a good idea because they are now talent farms. They are now places that if I give Furman $5 million out of the, it's not going to be that much, but let's say $1.5 million out of the overall college football pot at the end of the playoffs, when we have all the money tallied, I give some to Furman and I say, hey, keep playing football, keep playing Middle Tennessee State, keep playing Elon, we're going to give you guys money too, keep playing ball. What happens? Furman all of a sudden stumbles onto a two-star recruit that didn't get an offer anywhere, who goes off for 1,700 yards rushing. What am I doing if I'm Dabo, if I'm Shane? Hey, kid, you want to come up and play for the big boys now? It's talent farming because the portal's available. Mack Brown also said, let's move everything back up so that the college football playoffs, even expanded, because that's why he said shrink the regular season. We can play more playoff games if we play fewer regular season games. Expand the playoffs, play fewer regular season games, get rid of the FCS games that nobody cares about, expand the playoffs, and end it on Jan 1. That's college football's day. End it all. Play a champion on Jan 1. Let's then have a regular college football schedule like we've always had. I got to tell you, I actually kind of like everything Mack Brown said there. The first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have good rate. Now that I listen to it, now that I really spun it around the noodle overnight last night, I actually really think Mack's onto something. Back after this, is the transfer portal hurting SEC teams individually? Peter Burns says they are. We'll address it next on the Rob Brown Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In upstate. So during the break, we got a text on the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE, which, of course, you are welcome to text. You are welcome to call at any point and jump on the air. I have told you once already this week, and I will tell you again moving forward. I encourage you to be a part of the show via text, via call. I know many of you are getting your day, your morning, your work day started. I don't care. Take 5 minutes. Jump on the show. Let's chat. So, had a text during the break on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. That said, Rob, pay FCS teams instead of play FCS teams, question mark. How can you afford to pay that many teams? I'll tell you the answer to that. The answer to that is you take some of the money out of the $1.3 billion annually that is just the ESPN television broadcast contract to broadcast the college football, just the college football playoffs. We're not talking about the regular season. We're not talking about Fox's deal with the Big Ten. We're not talking about ESPN's deal with the SEC. Just the college football playoffs receive $1.3 billion annually. And that number is expected to rise when the college football playoffs expand, likely in the next 2 to 3 years. And a new contract is negotiated, or a major extension to the contract is negotiated, that is expected to, that I've read from a couple of experts, exceed $2 billion annually. That's just to broadcast the playoff games. If you are telling me that you can't come up out of a $2 billion pot, and yes, you do pay out for conferences and schools that participate. The way the contract is set up right now, $4 million for each team that participates in the college football playoff to the conference. an additional $4 million for each team that advances to the quarterfinals. If your teams advance to the semifinals, you get an additional $6 million. And for each school that participates in the national championship game, you receive an additional $6 million. And every team that participates in the playoffs is given a $3 million check straight up. Now, that sounds like a ton of money, primarily because it is a lot of money. But if we added up all those numbers and did all the math to arrive at the total number of dollars paid out, $4 million for every team in, $4 million additionally for every team that reaches the second round, $6 million for every team that reaches the semis, $6 million for a team that makes it to the national championship game. Add all those numbers up and you have not made and $3 million for each team in it. Add all that up and you have not made a dent in $1.2 billion, less of a dent in $2 million. I have given you all the comparison before. And if you tuned in for the Peter Burns stuff, do stick with me. I am coming to that. But this feels like a big enough reason to continue the conversation for right now. I like to put the difference in $1 billion and $1 million into time for two reasons. Number one, I think it shows how dramatic the change is, the difference is between a million and a billion. And number two, because I took the time to memorize it, so I'm going to make you listen to it.
So you're okay again with sharing the wealth without effort, because so these teams earned this money, whether you like the amount they earned or not, by being in the playoff and by winning. You think they should take that money that they earned and give it to lesser teams who they're no longer playing?
I don't think that these teams, once again, are even getting a fraction of what the College Football Playoff Committee is getting. The difference in time is this. A million seconds versus a billion seconds. That's the comparison that I have made in time gone by, or in days gone by. A million seconds is 11 and a half days. Okay, that's a lot of time. 11 and a half days. You know how long a billion seconds is? 31 years, 8 months. Okay, so I want you to think about that. A million seconds is 11 days. So if we add up all those numbers, let's say that is $150 million given by the College Football Playoff Committee to the schools that participate in it, right? $100 million. You are looking at roughly a third of a year in terms of income if we convert dollars to or millions of dollars to seconds. You were looking at about 110 days of income given away, right? A billion, $1.2 billion is what the College Football Playoff Committee will get just in 1 year. And again, that number is going to damn near double over the next probably 2 to 3 years. Which means that these schools, these conferences in these schools, are being given something to the tune of 0.01% of what is actually generated just in the broadcast revenue. We're not talking about ticket sales and merch sales and all the other things that go into it, sponsorship of the committee itself. We are talking just the TV deal. So the thought process I have here is this. I'm actually on board with Mac Brown's proposal. I know that and I'm sure many of you share the sentiment. We've talked about it before. I don't want less sports. I want more sports. But I actually think in this case, I would accept the proposal of let's expand the college football playoffs. And I would even, if you are willing to shrink the regular season to 10 games, because we talked about this yesterday with the USC-Notre Dame rivalry. USC is thinking of bailing on a rivalry that dates back to 1924 and has only missed 4 years, three in World War II and the COVID year. USC is considering leaving that rivalry with Notre Dame. And the reason why is with their departure and their move over to the Big Ten and the fact that the Big Ten is inevitably going to 9 games, of their 12 games, 9 of them are now conference games. Their obligatory rivalry game against UCLA is now game number 10, which means that USC has effectively 2 open games to schedule any given year. If they are going to schedule 2 open games and play a Big Ten schedule, why in the world would you put annual playoff contender Notre Dame into one of those spots when you could play Northwest Southeast State University of Arkansas and also Missouri for the blind? Yeah, I'd rather play that school. I'd rather get myself a tune-up game. Well, I will argue, or I will hear the argument, because I can already hear the coaches out there grumbling about this. You want the opportunity to play lesser caliber opponents if you are a playoff caliber team. You want the opportunity to play somebody you're just flat out better than. Why? So you can get it right, right? Get your timing down, get your precision down, get your chemistry down, get your mechanics down. You want to make sure you have that opportunity. I'm going to make the argument that every single conference has a number of those teams. Every conference has a couple of those teams that are just not in the top. You already have those. And if we grow the playoff field, and I'm even saying past 16, let's grow it another 8. Let's take it to 24. Let's have a 24-team playoff. I'm willing to say 10 regular season games, 24 teams are going to get into the college football playoff and play at least 11 games. Let's take that too. And by the way, that $2 billion projected at expansion time is based on an estimate of going to 16 teams. If we take it to 24, that $2 billion is probably going to like $2.25 billion.
This is just so you can get the ACC and the Big 12 more teams in, right? That's why you want to go to 24?
No, why would it matter? Because apparently the Big 10 and SEC can just go, no, those are our spots.
I know, but if you make it a bigger tournament, then you can get those teams in that you've been upset about not getting in.
Is more teams having an opportunity a bad thing?
I'm just saying, I think that's the reason why you wanted
it's
to
not,
expand.
It's not
why
the reason.
Why not say that's the reason?
No. What I said was...
I mean, because you've been arguing this whole week about why you're upset about the Big Ten and the SEC getting more teams.
Correct.
So it would make sense that if you then the conferences you want
say
to get more.
Say what I actually argued, not what you took it as. What I actually argued was, and especially with this much money on the table, the Big Ten and the SEC being guaranteed twice as much as everybody else for nothing, just by existing, makes it harder for everybody else to stay competitive.
For having more teams in other conferences. So it is, they do have more.
No.
Getting more in makes sense.
No. In a situation where sports is supposed to be the great equalizer, where everybody's got the same opportunity, guaranteeing them twice as much for doing nothing is not okay for me, right? But that's not the basis.
They do have more teams in the other conferences.
Irrelevant.
That's their choice.
It's not. You don't
irrelevant.
Have to do that.
It just makes sense.
It does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay,
to you.
Okay, then wait. So if the ACC adds 4 more teams and have the same number as the Big Ten, they should get just as much money. Because if the answer to that is no,
sure.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that when we get there.
No, we've already had this argument. They had the chance and they didn't do it. So that's on them. So now they have to deal with it.
And as I said when we had that argument,
this is your way of equalizing it and getting them to get more teams in.
No, it's not. It is about.
Okay, so where do those teams come from? If you go to 24, where do those teams come from?
The most deserving of the entire field. Not just, we like them, so they get 4.
Okay, so...
the most deserving.
If it expands and it doesn't get what you want, which is more ACC and Big 12, and it gets more Big 10 and SEC,
ladies and gentlemen,
you're just going to get more angry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lonzo's lying to you.
That's not the basis of the argument. I am not lying.
Then why are you saying that's what I'm arguing? Because it's not. It's not. The argument I've made
is... maybe you're not explaining well enough, because that's what it sounds like.
I can't explain any better than literally saying what my argument is. My argument is here is that opening it up so that the most deserving of everyone in the field has an opportunity to make it in and give themselves a shot at a title, while also taking a bigger product that's going to make a lot more money, spreading it out so that more people get more resources to survive. I like Mac Brown's idea. Let's take a 12-game season in college football. Let's make it 10, but let's open up the field to 24 teams who are guaranteed a game 11.
I'm just asking you where those teams are coming from.
And I will once again calmly say.
No, you won't. Because you can't. Calmly say. You can't calmly say.
I'm about to. I will calmly say so that maybe this time when I say it, it resonates.
He's talking down.
A little bit because I've said it four times.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And you're trying to paint me a certain way.
Do you paint yourself?
There are 127 eligible college football programs. Mm-hmm. Let's open it up to 24. The Big Ten can keep its four. The SEC can keep its four. The ACC can keep its two. The Big 12 can keep its two. That's 12 teams. The other half of the field is made up of the 12 next most deserving football teams from all of college football that is eligible.
Which would all probably come from the Big Ten and the SEC.
Maybe
and
so.
And then you would get angry over again.
No. Then I would say they're one of the 12 best remaining teams.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my point, and then I'm going to let Lonzo from now on be the interpreter to tell you what I actually really mean, you guys. What I really mean is we can have half the field from everybody eligible, including the remaining teams in the SEC and the Big Ten. If Big Ten team number 5 is better than ACC school number 3, then they go.
It probably would be, but you would not be good with it.
I would be good with it.
It goes against your arguments you've had. Oh, okay, fine.
You haven't even honestly portrayed my argument yet.
So now I'm dishonest. Okay.
No, I'm saying you're not saying what my argument is.
You just said I was dishonest. You absolutely said that.
My argument is, let's open up the field so that the resources are spread out and there's equal opportunities. Because with 8 of 12 spots going to 2 conferences, that's not equal opportunity for everybody else. And in sports, I'll be the, what do we call it? What did Chris say the other day? Buddyism.
Oh.
It's buddyism.
Oh, I thought that was.
Buddyism is the philosophy that in sports, everyone who is competing for a title should have equal access to the opportunity to win it. Everybody would under this. Let's go to 10. 24 teams, the Big Four, the Big Ten can have 4, the SEC 4, the SEC, the ACC 2, the Big 12 2. The other 12 teams out of the system come from the rest of everybody, Big Ten, ACC, SEC, Big 12 included in that group. Everybody gets an opportunity. Let's take the $1.2 billion to grow to $2 billion. Let's take $200 million out of that, a dent of it, and let's spread that out amongst all the FCS schools because they are now, and even I will acknowledge this, they're talent farms now. You go to Furman, and if you're one of their best players, you're going to get asked to transfer to one of the bigger schools. So let's give them money so they can exist, so that they can play, because if the direction we're going in now keeps, there are no more Furmans. There are no more Wofford's. Those teams go away because there's just not money going to them. It's all going to NIL and the portal and the college football playoff. So let's take 10% of the overall money made by the college football playoff committee, $2+ billion in the future. Let's spread that out across all the FCS schools so that even though they don't play Clemson and South Carolina and Alabama and Georgia and get beat 72-0 anymore, they still get that paycheck. They can play. They can all play each other, and they have their playoffs at the end of the year. This makes absolute perfect sense.
I swear if your ears were bigger, I would think I was listening to Ross Perot. I'm just saying.
Bjaw! Oh, no, that wasn't Ross Perot. That was, who was Bjaw guy?
Oh, that was someone on.
I just blanked on who that was.
That was a Democrat running for president.
It was.
And I can picture
Edwards?
No.
John
no,
Edwards?
No, his hair is too
it
nice
wasn't John
to
Edwards?
Ever do that. No, no.
What politician said Bjaw, which I'm typing as B-Y-Y-A-A-H-H? Howard Dean.
Yeah, that sound cut is still being used to this
day. We should work that in more. That's a great clip. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll probably argue more about this. Your calls, welcome, 844-326-3663. Sports Flash.
Look at you guys on the stream knowing it was Howard Dean. In the NHL playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes start the Eastern Conference Finals in a 1-0 hole after dropping a 5-2 game against Florida last night. Excuse me. Carolina gave away 4 power plays but allowed only 20 shots to the Panthers. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Raleigh. Oklahoma City opened the Western Conference Finals over the Timberwolves with a 114-88 beatdown. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 31 with 9 assists, and Jalen Williams added 19 and 8 boards. Anthony Edwards had 18 but missed some minutes due to a rolled ankle in the first quarter. The Atlanta Braves will stay at .500 after a 5-3 loss to the Nationals. Spencer Strider's return went 4.1 innings, giving up 6 hits, including a home run to Dylan Cruz, and 4 earned runs in total while striking out 3. Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show coming up right here on The Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.